Hey, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And, here it is another week. Not much going on in the outdoors. Striped bass fishing continues, although the catch of the big trophy rockfish has waned considerably, and that season ends this week. So if you've been out, I'd like to hear about your fishing success. If you're going, I'd like to hear how you made out or how you've done. And other types of fishing are doing pretty well from what I understand and from what I can read. Some of my fellow reservoir guys have been telling me that the bass have moved up on the beds and that fishing is not bad for catch and release bass fishing. The Susquehanna Flats remains very, very active for largemouth bass. And the turkey season continues, although speaking to avid turkey hunters, they're not very enthused. They seem to think that the gobblers bred the hens very early this year. The hens are on the nest, and the gobblers are not looking for love at the moment. They're actually starting to enter into their summer patterns and not responding to calls at all, even though there's a couple weeks left in the season. And even though there are some Sunday hunting opportunities still available, the 13th and the 20th of May, that would be tomorrow and next Sunday, are also available to you if you live in Calvert, Caroline, or hunt there, excuse me, Calvert, Caroline, Charles, Dorchester, and St. Mary's counties on private land. Now, that's it. That's it. That's the Sunday hunting opportunities, and the season is open, I believe, through the 23rd, but I have to confirm that. I didn't even look, because after about, and in that last 2 weeks of the season, you'll be able to hunt until sunset. So, there you go. Not a big event in a lot of the lives of a lot of turkey hunters, but you should be familiar with the laws in the season before you go. Not much from DNR this week. They did talk about Didymo, which we've talked about here on occasion. Didymo is an invasive algae that coats the rocks in the bottom of the stream. It's sometimes known as two wonderfully descriptive names, rock snot or boulder boogers, if you prefer. The reference to phlegm, I guess. But it's now been found in Big Hunting Creek in Frederick County. The heaviest growth of Didymo was at the Joe Brooks Memorial, with lighter growth areas downstream just below the canyon. And that was John Mulliken, who's a buddy of mine. We fished together this past spring for walleyes. He's the regional fisheries manager for Frederick County. We didn't see any Didymo growth above or below the Frank Bentz Pond or upstream from the Joe Brooks Memorial, and no Didymo in Little Hunting Creek. So that's the third creek that Didymo has been found, originally found in Gunpowder Falls in early 2008. In 2009, it turned up in the Lower Savage in Allegheny County. And all of that prompted the banning of felt-soled waders. We did have a couple callers here recently wanting to know what to do with their felt-soled waders if they had them. One fellow suggested taking a hairdryer and heating up the soles and peeling them off, replacing them with something that you could bond. I think he used shower shoes or something like that, and bonded them onto the bottom of his formerly felt-soled waders with Goop, G-O-O-P, which is used to repair tennis shoes. That was pretty cool. And we had another fellow call and ask if Linex, our sponsor, if we could spray the felt soles with a protective Linex coating. And Fisheries hasn't gotten back to us on that one yet, that's for sure. So, but apparently a fellow by the name of Jason DuPont, a citizen from Baltimore County, did a video, which you can see online. Now, Ron Clauda, he is a member of the DNR's Invasive Species Team, who's been surveying Didymo abundance and distribution in the gunpowder for nearly 4 years. He said the ecological impacts of Didymo are still uncertain in Maryland waters, but heavy blooms definitely cause problems for trout anglers. Well, yeah, you could fall on your butt and get wet. And that would definitely cause problems for you. So, just so you know, rock snot, alive and well, in Frederick County. Now, here's an interesting bit of information. By the way, our phone number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I'd love to hear from you. I've been talking to some of our listeners here off the air and getting some interesting stuff from them. So, we'd like to hear from you on the air. 922-6680 is our phone number. So 1-800-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Here's a prime example of leading from behind. Another press release that came out this week. Canker worms defoliate trees in southern Maryland. Residents in southern Maryland may have noticed that inchworm-like creatures have wasted no time feasting on this area's foliage since they appeared in early spring. With this year's higher populations, the canker worm has devoured tree leaves throughout Charles and St. Mary's County. The worms are now finished their destructive caterpillar cycle and have returned to the ground to pupate. Nothing to see here, folks. The worms are gone. We just thought we'd report on an event that already happened rather than get ahead and let you know what those little buggers were. Now that they're gone, we can successfully report that they have defoliated trees and have returned to the ground to pupate. Not that you would notice because they're gone now, but you may have seen some trees without leaves. A while back that happened when the canker worms came and ate the leaves, but far from us to get ahead of the curve and tell you in advance that the canker worms were successful in their initial hatch this year. Not that it would do any good anyway, but they're just to let you know, now that they're gone, that's what happened. It is possible that the mild winter may be responsible for the spring cankerworms' higher than normal population, said Mark Muir of the Maryland Department of Natural Resources Forest Service. Because the defoliation occurred in early spring, most healthy trees will refoliate and survive. A healthy tree can normally withstand a single early spring defoliation. A tree that is in stressed condition is more susceptible to mortality after its leaves have been eaten. Gee, a tree that is in stressed condition, how would we know? How do you know if a tree is in stressed condition? Is more susceptible to mortality, death, after its leaves have been eaten. You know why? Because leaves are what receive the sunshine that turns liquid into nourishment for the tree through photosynthesis, and leaves are how a tree exhales carbon dioxide. Oh, but wait, that's a greenhouse gas, so maybe it's a good thing. Maybe it's a good thing that these trees are defoliated in southern Maryland. Wouldn't want any of that natural carbon dioxide that trees breathe. I'm sorry, trees exhale oxygen. They inhale carbon dioxide. That's right, we exhale carbon dioxide. We're the cause of global warming. So it's not a good thing that the trees have been defoliated in southern Maryland. Somebody call and rescue me, please. 410-922-6680. Oh, my goodness gracious. Where are we going? Where is our Department of Natural Resources? Oh, man. Oh, I know where they are. Yes, I know where they are. Here's where they are. Would you like to know where the Department of Natural Resources is? I'll be glad to tell you. I will be glad to tell you. Here is your smart, green, and growing tip. One of my listeners said they missed me sharing the smart, green, and growing tip. This is from your Maryland Department of Natural Resources. Here it is. Are you ready? Ever think that if you keep the temperature in your refrigerator colder, your food will last longer? Well, if the temperature in your refrigerator is much cooler than 37 degrees, you may be wasting energy. Likewise, if your freezer, the ideal temperature is between 0 and 5 degrees. Click here for recommendations for energy efficient usage of your refrigerator and freezer from our Department of Natural Resources. Refrigerators are natural resources. That's right. That's where we keep our fish and game. However, I'm not sure that today's yoga hike on the Department of Natural Resources website is at Patapsco Valley State Park. Just in case you were wanting to go today, participants will hike the scenic 2.5-mile section of Patapsco's trails and stretch their muscles with a guided yoga meditation. How can you hike and meditate at the same time? You're going to run into one of those defoliated trees that the cankerworms ate, aren't you? I think maybe. Hikers should wear comfortable shoes to stretch and bring water. I'm just saying. Department of Natural Resources. The activity is for all ages, but it will be difficult. So any of you octogenarians that want to go on a 2.5-mile yoga hike, wear comfortable shoes, bring water, but keep in mind it may be difficult. Get in the back. Is that what you said, bro? Why, you don't want to hold up any of the active yoga participants? On our Department of Natural Resources press release, refrigerator temperature and yoga hike, and cankerworms that have already eaten the trees and are now pupating, depending on how you pronounce P-U-P. A-E-T, whatever. Aren't you glad you tuned in today, folks? This is so exciting and so dynamic. It really is. Guess what I saw yesterday? Driving up 213, Maryland Eastern Shore, Queen Anne's County, driving along. And looked over, and I saw some creatures in a field. I thought at first it was some buzzards feeding on a roadkill, perhaps. But as I'm flashing by at 55, it wasn't. So I turned around and came back to the field. Lo and behold, I saw an adult fox with 6 pups. They were so cute. At that age, they were lolling around and rolling around and playing with each other. And I'm not sure what they had that was keeping their interest. But I've been told, and I've never confirmed this, and I didn't see it for sure. I didn't have binoculars. I couldn't tell. But I've been told that the adult will bring a critter back to close to the den. Will have not have killed or mortally wounded that critter, kind of made it incapacitated to the point where it teaches the pups to kill it. That may have been what was happening. Or they could have been feeding on some kind of roadkill. I don't know the answer. But it was cool to see all those little pups out there and watch the mother. Now, when I initially went by, the mother was with the pups in the middle of the field. And then when I turned around and came back, she had actually gone to the edge of the woods and was sitting there watching them. That's the second interaction I've had with foxes this year, fox pups. I think I told you about the first day of turkey season. So guard your chickens. That's all I can tell you. Keep your eye on your chickens. So, all right, moving right along. Today, by the way, if you are headed nowhere and you'd like to go to a gun and outdoor show, well, you can do that right here at 3400 North Wind Road in Kearney. That is the Baltimore County Game and Fish Protective Association. They're having their spring gun and outdoor show. It's only $2 to get in. Kids under 12 are free. It starts at 8 o'clock this morning, runs till 4 o'clock this afternoon. Long guns, hunting and fishing equipment, located in the clubhouse, 3400 North Wind Road in Kearney, Maryland. That's right. You can get there off Bel Air Road or Cub Hill Road, but it's North Wind Road. You can certainly go there. I would invite you today to join folks like David Cole from Elkton, who caught a 15-inch bullhead in the Upper Elk River, or Louis Felton Sr. from Ritchie, who caught a 42.5-inch striped bass out of the rod and reel dock. Kenneth Hartman of Baltimore caught a 13-inch white perch at Rocky Point. David Sigwart of Nottingham, a striped bass, 42.5 in Solomons. Oliver Ward from Edgewater caught a striped bass, 41.5 inches from the Severn River. Austin Wysocki from Vienna, Virginia, also a striped bass, 40 inches out of Solomons. And Frankie McLean from Washington, D.C., caught a 45.5-inch striped bass off Sandy Point State Park. Now, Jared Nelson from York, Pennsylvania, caught a striped bass, 42 inches out of Solomons Island. Chris O'Connor from Westminster, big old 23-inch rainbow trout from Avalon Pond. And Artem Molchanov from Lexington Park, Maryland, caught a striped bass, 46.5 inches out of Point Lookout. All those folks have registered their fish because they are citation size in the Maryland Fishing Challenge. And you, too, could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shops, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, maybe even a vacation from the World Fishing Network from now through Labor Day. All you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation size fish and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. So stop by your local fishing citation center or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2012 Maryland Fishing Challenge, and this year honoring Maryland's own legendary fly fisherman, Lefty Cray. Again, that's www.dnr.maryland.gov. For all the details, you can hit the fishing challenge button. And I only have one question. Are you feeling lucky? Alan Ellis here for Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. You know, my friend John Berkridge, the sales manager, he wants outdoorsmen to know that the F-150 and Super Duty pickups are ready for action. Remember, Ford trucks are dependable wherever you spend your time outdoors, at work, and at play. Stop by and see the lineup of Explorers, Escapes, Rangers, Super Duty, and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years. Ask how to take advantage of the special offers and incentives on Ford trucks at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. See Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln at 1845 East Joppa Road in Parkville for all the details, or call 410-661-6400. Visit them online at bobdavidsonauto.com. For outdoorsmen, Bob Davidson is your outfitter for quality Ford trucks. Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store. Hey, if you enjoy gardening, I always recommend my buddy Jim Schillinger's place, Papa John's Farm in Severn, just off I-97. Now, Papa John's greenhouses are bursting with beautiful plants and flowers, annuals by the pack or by the flat, perennials by the pot, bedding plants, planters, hanging baskets, colorful pansies, impatiens, petunias. They even carry the proven winter specialty plants. If you want to grow your own garden, your own vegetables, Papa John's Farm has all the vegetable plants ready to go, too. Tasty tomatoes, squash, watermelon, cantaloupe, 10 varieties of hot peppers, herbs, and much more. Now, Papa John's Farm is located right off I-97. You see it every time you go up and down that road. Exit 12, that's where all those greenhouses are, all those farm fields. And they were working in the fields yesterday when I went by. I was watching. 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. You can drive right to the greenhouse to make your selections, or, well, greenhouses. There's probably 9 or 10 or 12 of them down there. Or you can call them at 410-969-5909. Think about flowers and plants from Papa John's for your garden or for your church. And don't forget Mom. Head out there today or take Mom tomorrow because they're open Sunday, Mother's Day tomorrow. So get some plants today, take them over and plant them at Mom's and make her day a little brighter. Call 410-969-5909. Papa John's, as I mentioned, is open every day. Visit Schillinger's Papa John's Farm. It'll grow.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yes, some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors, eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree huggers say. I learned more about life sitting out in the woods or on the banks of a river when the fishing's no good. And if I go home skunked, well, hell, I still had a good day. If I can't go hunting, I'll go fishing. If I can't go fishing, I'll be wishing that I find something fun to do before I call it a day. Yeah, give me my gun, a fishing pole. You might find me down at the fishing hole. I put the line in the water, watch a bobber go floating away.
All right, let's take some calls. 410-922-6680. Come on, folks. I need a conversation with somebody human other than Brian. Yes, indeed. 410-922-6680. 1-800-922-6680. Talk to me about anything. I mean, we can talk about the weather if you want. Slow day in the outdoors follows a slow week in the outdoors, that's for sure. I will tell you that we've been delivering the Maryland Hunting Quarterly all week and talking to some folks across the state. Been doing that all week, and it's been an interesting trip, that's for sure. Weather's been pretty good, as a matter of fact. And I'm hearing all over the state that fishing's not bad. So we're just waiting for a little enthusiasm here on your end to call in and talk about what you want to do or what your thoughts are or your questions about the outdoors, wildlife, fishing, whatever. We did have a call last week on the fatal shooting in 2010 of the game warden up in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and wondered if the violator ever came to trial. I can't find anything that he has been tried or is going to be tried. I knew the trial was delayed last year, a year after the event, but it was rescheduled for January of this year, but nothing. There's nothing online about it. And I did not call any of my contacts up in Pennsylvania, unfortunately, but I sure will. Keep on that story because we want justice to be done for this this poacher that murdered the game warden up in Pennsylvania right across our state line here. Pat, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, Pat, how you doing?
Hi. When do mallards little chicks hatch.
Anytime. Have you seen some?
Well, no. Where I live in the city, there's a stream behind my place, and I noticed, you know, every year the mother, the female, comes.
The hen. That's called a hen.
Yeah, and I've seen chicks, but I would like my little grandson, you know, to come and see him, but I don't know when.
This time of year,
remember.
I mean, yeah, this time of year, because the goslings are already hatched out, and I came to the station the other day for something, and there were five Drake mallards sitting out here at the pond. They were all sleeping, but I did not see a hen. My guess is she was on the nest. There's a nest here on the property somewhere, so I'm going to say anytime soon, because the little goslings are. They're anywhere from the size of a little one just hatched, all the way up to the size of a chicken. So I mean, you know, the geese are hatching right along here, the resident geese. So I'm going to guess that the mallards are very close if they haven't hatched or some of them haven't hatched already. Yeah.
So keep
your eye on it. I mean, you know, I go out there every day and look and see what you got.
Yeah. I saw, you know, a female, you know, weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then I saw the two males.
Yeah. They bred in the wintertime. I mean, that's,
yeah.
You know.
So it's about now.
It's about now they start to hatch, yes.
And then I have another probably really dumb question.
No, there's no dumb question.
How long do squirrels live?
In my neighborhood, not long.
I mean, what's the life expectancy of a squirrel?
I think a squirrel might be 2-3 years, something like that.
Oh,
yeah, they're not long lived because, you know, they reproduce every twice a year.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and the litters usually, I've seen as many as 8 or 9 in a litter, but they are, you'll probably see them chasing right now for the summer brood.
Yeah.
And you'll probably see limbs, you know, and little clusters of leaves appearing in your lawn, not knowing what it is, look like they've been cut off the trees. Those are indeed squirrels cutting limbs and building their nest. I saw some in my yard the other day. I've got an abundant squirrel population. Yeah, so, you know, they're clipping they'll clip a limb about, I don't know, 10 inches, a foot long, and you'll see the ones they drop in your yard.
Oh.
Because they don't come down and pick them up. I mean, they cut them and they grab them and they take them to their nest. They line their nest with green leaves. And, you know, they'll dry out. But, you know, the litter is probably due pretty soon once you see them doing that.
Yeah, well, my little grandson asked me questions like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, we have squirrels a lot. Well, we even have a fox that lives in Homeland. But, you know, you'll see the larger squirrels, and then you don't see them anymore, and then you see babies. And I was just wondering, you know, how long they have a very
long-lived. I mean, I think rabbits are even shorter, but, you know, they've got to be prolific because they are not, you know, you don't see any 10-year-old squirrels, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, you see the adults, and then you see the kids.
Yeah,
and
then I see, you know, little ones, and
yeah. But by the time you see the little ones, they're almost as big as the big ones, and they do grow relatively fast. So,
and what about fox? How long do they live?
You know, I don't know. I'm going to guess a fox will live probably 4 or 5 years. Depends on where he is. If they're down on the lower shore where my buddy lives. They don't make it too long. My trapper buddy.
No. It's amazing because they don't have, like, the lifespan of a dog.
Well, they possibly do, but, you know, things are tougher in the wild, you know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, a dog is taken care of and pampered his entire life. A fox is you know, in a, so to speak, dog-eat-dog world of nature.
See, I live in Homeland in Baltimore City.
Right.
And I do very early in the morning because I'm an early riser. I have seen the fox.
Sure.
You know, you know, and people who have lived in this area for years, you know, always talk about the resident fox.
Right.
But I had no idea, you know, the lifespan.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, yeah, I just Googled this, or excuse me, I Binged it.
Uh-huh.
And confirms what I told you. How long is a fox's lifespan? Most foxes have a rather short lifespan of 2 to 3 years in captivity. Of course, they'll live longer. The lifespan of a gray fox is 4 years. They can live up to 15, but almost half of all gray foxes die in their first half year of life.
And is that because of lack of food or mm-hmm. roadkill, or that's just long they live?
All the above. Huh. Yeah, all the above, you know. Huh. So.
Gee, interesting.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks for the question.
I love your show. I listen to it every Saturday.
Oh, well, thank you, Pat. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Let me know when you see those,
I'm waiting.
Yeah.
I always forget to write it on my calendar, but, you know, beside my condominium, there is a stream, and I have seen them, and last year I heard all this noise, and there was 12 little babies, which I
really?
Counted.
Really?
And then I guess it was about, I don't know, 6 weeks later, I was out front, and the mom was taking them across the street because up the way there's three different ponds.
Right.
And I guess she comes down here because it's more security. But there's like three lakes.
Right.
Up on, and she was crossing the street and all, you know, I almost had a heart attack, but the traffic all stopped and she just walked them right across and up and up the street.
Right, right.
It's very interesting when, you know, what you see, even though you live in the city.
Yeah. Now, you asked me about lifespan of squirrels. You asked me about lifespan of foxes. Lifespan of ducks is much longer, believe it or not.
How long?
Yep. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Now, the duck that I harvested in Maine this past year was banded in Quebec and made the trip, I'm going to guess, 500-600 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I believe, 7 years old at the time. But ducks can live, depending on the breed and depending on, you know, their conditions in the wild, they can live 10, 12 years.
Amazing.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Oh, wildlife is just unreal.
I know it. I love it. So
we should all be so interesting.
Well, I've got a guy who keeps in the Ruxton area who keeps sending me pictures of the wildlife that he finds. He sent me everything in that area. He sent me everything from snapping turtles to river otters to shorebirds that, you know, I mean, blue-winged teal and mallards and unknown shorebirds and all kinds of cool stuff. So, I mean, keep them coming, you know.
Well, when I've listened to your show before, you know, you've talked about, like, duck calls.
Yeah.
And then I noticed that on they have on television all these kind of stupid reality shows, but they have a new one which I haven't watched, which is Duck something or other.
Duck Dynasty.
What is with did these men?
This is, you got to understand. This is the Robertson family. Phil Robertson is the patriarch of the family. His uh-huh. brother is I forget what his brother's name is.
I mean, they're all like really highly educated.
They are indeed very highly educated.
And so they
Phil Robertson has an engineering degree.
Uh-huh.
He was also a college football player at Louisiana Tech.
Yeah.
He's a contemporary of Terry Bradshaw, who was the quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers for many years.
They had like a little tidbit about them. I think I kind of noticed it on one. So what did they do? Did they, you know, made a duck call
or
something?
Yeah, they created a call called the Duck Commander and number of varieties of Duck Commander calls, and it's become a very popular duck call, just like we have Sean Mann Outdoors here in Maryland.
Yes,
In Louisiana, they have the Robertson family that makes the Duck Commander calls, and they've expanded their business interest very smartly into video clothing lines and things like that. And they've gotten noticed by the hunting industry. Now they're sponsored by different camouflage companies, different firearms companies and things like that because of the popularity of the Duck Commander video series. And, you know, now they've made this reality show out of it. All of these guys are extremely intelligent. They just happen to grow these great big huge beards and look like mountain men. I mean, yeah, but they are as courteous and nice, and I can say nothing but good things about their family. They're all Christian men, and they live their faith, and they live a life in the outdoors.
Well, I mean, did they make like millions of dollars with this duck call?
Yeah, they sure did.
They did.
Mm-hmm.
God,
but
what a great country!
You got to understand. You got to understand the Duck Dynasty and the limos and all that stuff.
Yeah,
that,
well, I know
that's TV.
No, I know all that, and I think probably the fact that they look like they're yokies is, you know, the weirder people look on television, you know, the more interest people seem to have.
It's just a funny show. I've met Phil.
I've never watched the show, but
Oh, you ought to watch it.
Intent.
You
got
to watch it. It's pretty funny. I've met Phil. I've met Miss Kay, and I've met Willie, and they're just as down to earth and as nice people as you can ever see.
Because a little tidbit that I saw, I don't even remember what it was. You know, they had their wife, and they had said to her, you know, how did you get such a beautiful, you know, woman?
Right, right.
They kind of look like they're right out of, you know, the cabin in the mountains.
That's right.
But that's really interesting. And when I heard, you know, saw some promos,
yeah,
I remembered past you on your show. You had talked about someone who made a duck call.
Yeah, that would be Sean Mann, our local guy.
So, yeah. Oh, yep. So interesting. Well, thanks so much.
All right,
much.
Pat, thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
You too.
All righty. Bye-bye. So, that was what happened here. There we go. Thank you, Brian. So, here we are, long past our break, but an enjoyable conversation, and we'd love to have a conversation with you, 410-922-6680. But I must ask, what's in your bed? Your truck bed, of course. We ask that you would protect your truck bed with a Linex protective spray-on bed liner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Now, I've had a Bay Linex bed liner for many years. I got one in my new truck. That was the first stop I made after I bought the truck was Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. The Linex is the best available protective coating on the market, period. Now, if you'd like to have a color to match your vehicle. You have a red truck, you want a red bed liner? Well, that's easy. Linex with color-coded DuPont Kevlar uses your existing paint code to provide you with that factory-finished look, offering superior protection, Kevlar protection. Linex brand bed liners are rated number one in customer satisfaction. Now, Bay Linex at Glen Burnie also provides mobile service to your job site. Spray some of the Linex commercial applications on things that you might not think of. Underground tanks, secondary containment, styrofoams, plastic. They can spray all that stuff, and they all need protection, of course. And, I mean, they can spray equipment, too, your lift gates, your, you know, your forklifts, your tow trucks, and all that. You can visit Bay Linex of Glen Burnie online at baylinex.com, or that's baylinex.com, or stop by Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, 400 Arundel Corporation Road, Bay I, just off Beltway Exit 3A, or off Ritchie Highway. That will be northbound. You make a right on Arundel Corporation Road just before you get into Brooklyn. Don't be fooled by imitations. Call 410-789-0199. Ask for Bobby Hawkins. He's my man. Mention the Outdoorsman Radio Show or Ellis Outdoors and learn how you can receive a $30 Bass Pro Shop gift card. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie, now more than just bedliners. 410-789-0199. Hey, I want to tell you about Tochterman's. Bloodworm season is here, folks. I mean, if you're out catching white perch, there's an abundance of sea trout and hardheads right now. Sea trout are showing up all over the place, and we want to tell you about that. But Tochterman's has the bloodworms I was talking to somebody the other day. They said, I want to go to that store where they have the bloodworms all have names. And I said, oh, that's Tochterman's. Yeah. Where is that? 1919, 1925 Eastern Avenue. 2.5 blocks east of Broadway and Fells Point. Anything and everything for fishing. All fishing all the time. The bay, striped bass, bass fishing, bottom fishing, pan fish, catfish, a great fly fishing section, and waders that will not propagate rock snot. They have the anti-rock snot waders available, but you can certainly get in touch with them at 410-327-6942. 1925 Eastern Avenue, Tochterman's. Same family name, same location since 1916.
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
Hey, Fishbones Bait and Tackle, 4729 Mountain Road in Pasadena. If you want some great hand-tied, hand-poured bucktails and umbrella rigs and parachutes, Fishbones has got them, that's for sure. They've got everything you could need, want, or imagine for striped bass or any kind of fishing. All the live bait and especially crabbing supplies. They've got those great crab steamers I've been telling you about. The ones that are half bushel, bushel, and bushel and a half. They're all three different sizes. They come with a basket and a lid, stainless. Be the last crab pot you ever had to buy. Fishbones Bait and Tackle. Take Route 100 all the way to the end. Hit Mountain Road. Head towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles or on the right-hand side beside the Shell station in Pasadena, Maryland. 410-360-0573. Give my buddy Bud a call for an up-to-date fishing report. 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review every Saturday afternoon from 12 to 3 on the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk to Amy in Rushtown. Hey, Amy, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing terrible.
Oh, no.
Daddy. Oh, they were supposed to operate on him the second operation Thursday, quarter after 8, and his potassium was so low that they canceled it. And they done it yesterday, 11 o'clock, and didn't come out of the operating room until 7 o'clock last night.
Oh, my goodness, man.
I thought I would lose my mind. He's in bad shape. He really is. We lost him. We did. Oh, God. Anyway, Alan, please, say prayers for him. We've been praying, and I know God answers prayer. Alan, I love him.
I know, baby.
Okay.
All right, honey.
I'm sorry I haven't. I've been crazy.
I know. I know. That's a lot on you, Amy. I understand.
And I wanted to get into bed and take his place because because I think I'm stronger than him. I went through the heart operation before I was 85 with no problem.
Yeah.
There he is, 82 years old, and oh, the kidneys, one of his kidneys stopped while he was in there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, I don't know it all. They won't tell me all of it.
I understand, Amy.
Okay, honey.
All right, I'll talk to you a little later.
Okay, please.
All right, I'll do that.
All right.
Bye-bye. There's a lady in pain, a regular listener, Amy from Reisterstown, her husband Herb, in the hospital, serious surgery. So those of you who are so inclined, say a word of prayer for Herb and Amy, if you would. I'd appreciate it. Thank you very much. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to get in touch with us, we'd love to hear from you. Talk about anything you want to talk about in the great outdoors. We talked a little bit about foxes. Got a email from our buddy. He says that squirrels don't live very long down that way, a year or so, something like that. That's on the lower shore. And he does make a point that most animals live to reproduce just one time. Otherwise, they would outstrip the carrying capacity of the environment. Humans accepted on that one, but There are a number of creatures who live long time and, you know, don't reproduce that well. That given to their long age, you know, the animals like the reptiles and some of the amphibians live a lot longer. Some of the larger mammals, the bear family, some of the African game, the cats and things like elephants, you know, they live to be 80, 100 years old or more, and just because of slow growth and lack of predators, for one thing. So animals are extremely fascinating to me. I don't have a handle on everything, but we have people out there who are all over the Internet, used to look in the encyclopedia when you wanted to know something. So, but there we are. All right, we'll take another call, and then we'll take a break here. Let's see. Walt Catonsville, go ahead, Walt. Hello, Walt. Walt had to leave us. Norm. Okay. Well, we're working on getting some calls up here, and while we're doing that, let me tell you about our friends at Sean Mann Outdoors, since it was brought up. Sean Mann does make great goose calls and duck calls. He created the Eastern Shoreman, a long call. Started a revolution in the goose call industry back in 1985, and he's still producing the Eastern Shoreman now. It is one of the easiest calls to operate and will reproduce all the sounds of a Canada goose. It's one that's in my bag, and I told you earlier, we were on a duck hunt and heard some geese the other last season. And everybody reached in their bag to get their goose call, and out of five or six bags came four or five Eastern Shoreman. It was kind of funny. Everybody grabbed the same call. Everybody had one in their bag. That's how popular they are, and that's how good they are. So I would recommend that you get in touch with Sean Mann through www.seanmann.com or call the office, 800-345-4539, 800-345-4539. They're located in on the Eastern Shore, and Sean, you know, born and raised here on the Eastern Shore, grew up hunting geese and ducks here in Maryland, and now he has the calls for the ducks and the geese and the snow geese and everything else. You can find out how you can hunt with Sean in Canada or even back here in Maryland just by getting in touch with him at 800-345-4539 or www.seanmann.com. You can see all the varieties of the Sean Mann calls right there and even hear what they're supposed to sound like. Sean Mann, good friend, good sponsor of the Outdoorsman Radio Show.
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
Hey, we're back. Norman, Anne Arundel County. Good morning, Norman.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Norman, how are you doing? Good. Good, good. What's going on?
Well, I heard your conversation earlier where Phil Robertson and the crowd were brought up.
Yep.
And it naturally brought to mind a time that we got Phil to visit this part of the world with his family.
Yes, we did.
And that was a great time.
Yep.
I mean, people came a long ways to see the Duck Commander himself.
Yes, they did.
And that was a great day. I mean, I would like to think that we could do that some other time.
Well,
it's just one of those things where that was a great day, and they were wonderful people.
Yeah, it's a shame It's a shame you don't have a excellent promotions manager down there anymore.
Oh well, that's a good.
Yeah, they were good folks, and they were a lot of fun to deal with. And Phil made some good points. I'll never forget some of the conversation he had with the crowd there, and some of the ways they do things down in Louisiana with their ducks, abundant ducks and geese that they have. So
you can get a teeny tiny little bit of the flavor of it when you watch the show.
But oh yeah,
TV doesn't render some of these things.
No, it does not.
It shows them building a duck blind in the summertime.
Yep.
And the TV doesn't realize that where they've got their camera is going to be underwater.
Exactly.
That kind of thing.
That's true.
It's a completely different perspective.
Yep, indeed it is. Well, we play some of the Duck Commander music here, too. Cut 'em All Jack is one of theirs, and some of the other songs we play.
That's
so,
right.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Norbert.
Thank
I appreciate the call.
Yep, see ya.
Folks, you're going to have to wait through the news, Captain Seaweed or Walt, and we'll get back to you here. We just happen to run out of time this hour. Now get out, stay safe.
As the proud owner of a Ford F-150 pickup, I'm pleased to recommend Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. From the sales experience to the quick lane service department, Bob Davidson is Maryland's only Ford dealer that has earned the Ford President's Award for 20 years.